It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Today, more of Tom Martin's conversation with Lexington physical trainer Sheila Kalis about her program, Strong Over 50.
You've been working with people, helping them maintain fitness for a couple of decades now. Have you noticed a change in the typical age of clientele?
I've noticed a change in the interest of the typical age of the clientele, and then I tried to meet that interest. What I noticed was the aging baby boomers, which I am one of, are incredibly interested in their health. They have worked very hard. They have made a lot of money. They want to enjoy a full retirement, and now their health is front and center. And I noticed that there was a lack in the attention given to that population.
I'd like to get your take on a recent study that I came across. This happened at the Mayo Clinic, and they looked at the toll that aging takes on a body all the way down to the cellular level, and that certain kinds of workouts may undo some of that damage.
What that study really showed is they looked at certain types of exercise, high-intensity exercise in particular. So this is not your stroll, which is great for health, but changing how your cells reproduce, which this is the aging process. Whether you know it or not, most of your cells are completely reproduced. You're a whole new you about every 21 days. And when those cells reproduce, every time we get a little weaker and a little weaker, and that's what we're aging, and we lose elasticity. But they did a study where they showed high-intensity bouts of exercise, what they call anaerobic, can go inside the cells and change how they reproduce. And what we started noticing is people who exercise at that high-intensity level for part of their exercise reproduce a healthier cell.
And so what kind of exercise would that be?
That's the kind that most people don't like. It's the kind that gets you out of breath. It makes you uncomfortable. You have some lactic acid. But we're talking about 10 seconds to maybe at the most 3 minutes of this exercise. It also has a danger factor because high-intensity exercise, you could hurt yourself. It needs to be done under supervision with somebody intelligent that knows how to put somebody in that position.
Okay, let's talk about that program, Strong Over 50. What is that?
Strong Over 50 was actually developed by a man named John Stuff out of Raleigh, North Carolina. He wasn't a colleague of mine, but he found me online and saw that I was addressing this population. And he came to me and he said, I've really come up with this program. There's a specific piece of equipment that is associated with it. Our relationship kind of took off from there, and we became a Strong Over 50 certified studio here in Kentucky. It mainly has to do with education. Strong Over 50 means that my trainers have a higher level of education, understanding what happens to a body 50 years and older and how we should change training with it. One quick example, the shoulder joint is probably the weakest joint in our body. It's very vulnerable. And over the age of 50, there's just four little ligaments that are holding your arm up into your shoulder socket. And you've heard people say that they've hurt their rotator cuff. One slip and fall and you can tear your rotator cuff, those ligaments that hold your shoulder joint. Because that joint is so delicate, over the age of 50, people should not be really pushing heavy weights over their head. It's a very common exercise called a shoulder press. A knowledgeable trainer knows that people over 50 have no reason to do that exercise. There's lots of other ways to work the shoulder that doesn't put that joint at risk.
Sheila Kalis is a physical trainer and owner of Fitness Plus in Lexington. Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.